Rebecca was walking along the sidewalk toward the park. Mouse was supposed to meet her so that they could spend the afternoon searching for acorns. Then they could use the acorns to lure out squirrels. Rebecca had a theory that the squirrels had a secret treasure trove of all kinds of items that had gone missing around town, not just acorns. She hoped that if the squirrels took the acorns, then they would lead Rebecca straight to the missing items. As she was thinking about this, she heard the pounding of footsteps behind her. "You will not believe what I saw last night," Mouse cried out as he ran up to Rebecca. She turned around quickly with a smile. "What?" Rebecca asked eagerly. She was always curious. In fact, she was known around her small town for being a great detective. At least, she liked to think so. There wasn't a mystery that Rebecca left unsolved. "Magic," he declared, and waved his hands above his head as if he was sprinkling glitter. "The most amazing, phenomenal, fantastic show on earth." "Magic," Rebecca replied with a sigh, and pressed her fingertips to her forehead. "Have you been watching cartoons again, Mouse? I've told you this before, you're really much too old for cartoons," she said sternly. "No," Mouse said, and blushed. He did like his cartoons, but he wasn't going to tell Rebecca that. "I watched the famous Fury Disappeary."
"Fury Disappeary?"
Rebecca furrowed a brow as she tried to remember if she knew that name from anywhere.
"Is that a real name?"
"Well, it's probably a stage name," Mouse admitted with a shrug. "But his tricks are amazing."
"Did you hear that word?" Rebecca asked as she stopped and looked straight at her friend.
"What word?" he asked with a frown.
"Tricks," she replied. "Everyone knows that magic is all a bunch of tricks. There is nothing real about it. Clever, yes, but real? No. Now hurry, we have to catch some thieving squirrels."
"Okay, that's true of some tricks," Mouse admitted. "But you can't say that about all magic. There are some tricks no one can figure out."
"I can figure out any magic trick," Rebecca said firmly as they walked into the park.
"Is that so?" Mouse asked and pushed his glasses up on his nose. "Then maybe you should watch the show with me and tell me how he does all his tricks."
"Will it be on again?" Rebecca asked, ready to take the challenge.
"No," Mouse frowned. "It was one night only. But I know what we can do."
He snapped his fingers and then turned around on the sidewalk. "We can go to his website and you can see all of the tricks for yourself." Rebecca glanced at her watch. She didn't really want to miss the squirrels. When Mouse looked back at her pleadingly, she could see how important it was to him.
"All right," she sighed, and followed him back to his house.
They sat in front of the computer together while Mouse typed in the site for the magician. It was full of flashy designs and video clips of the magician's tricks.
"Here, look at this one."
Mouse smiled and clicked on one of the videos. When it had barely begun to play, Rebecca rolled her eyes.
"Oh, I know how to do that," she said, as the magician showed how he could link two metal rings together.
"Really?"
Mouse asked, skeptically.
"Yes, one of the rings has a small break in it, allowing the rings to snap together," Rebecca said confidently.
"Oh," Mouse frowned. "I guess that could be right." "How about this one?" he asked, and clicked on another video.
"Oh, I don't have to watch the show," Rebecca shrugged. "Just tell me the tricks that had you baffled, and I'll show you how your magician did the job."
"No way," Mouse said with surprise. "You couldn't really do it."
He shook his head.
"Try me,"
Rebecca smirked. She was certain that she could.